Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, there is nothing like prayer time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and he's coming up real soon, ladies and gentlemen. Quick announcements, but welcome. Good morning. If it's morning, noon, or night, good morning. G'day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. We got to praise him. We got to praise him regardless, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on. And we're just excited about you being here with us today. And thank you so much for joining us and sharing this out on the network. That number, 347-843-4559. Everybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, needs prayer. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you today. And we just got to give God another hand clap of praise just for being here today with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much again. 347, we can't praise them enough, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We've been tweeting that all evening, all day, all morning, maybe even. Put that out there on your networks, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. We're excited about hearing from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw today on this beautiful Saturday morning, and it may be another part of the day or week in the world, but we thank you for joining us today. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture today is going to be the entire book, Psalms 121, Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. Be reading that very shortly. But there's nothing like the word, ladies and gentlemen, nothing like the word of the Lord. Let's thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't think of anything to praise God for, ladies and gentlemen, just praise Him for everything. Amen. Let us go through the word this morning. Psalms 121, 1 through 8. Ladies and gentlemen, get excited about His word today. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Amen. Lift up your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Lift up your head. Lift up your body this morning in Jesus' name. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. Please know that, ladies and gentlemen, across the planet, God has made everything. He said everything that you see and know of to the best of your ability comes from Him. Amen. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Come on now. And he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. Man, that's pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen. God won't keep you from being moved. He'll keep you from being still and keep you. He'll never sleep on you either. I love it. God will always protect you and also keep you always on watch for you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's powerful right there. I got to slow down here, get a little excited here. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Amen. For the scripture today, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Let me read that one again real quick. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Ooh-wee. Matter of fact, let me read that whole scripture again. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil and shall preserve thy soul. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And verse 8, ladies and gentlemen, and the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, just put your hands together for the word. Psalms 121. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen around the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're going to get ready to open up the mic of Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. If you would, in your spirit and your soul, put your hands together and pray and thank the man of God this morning. Thank you, Bishop, for being with us again.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your word, because you watch it over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for another day that we've never seen before. And God, we thank you for your goodness that you watched over us all night long and protected us from all evil. We thank you this morning, God, and we praise you this morning, God, for your word. We thank you, God, that your word will not return void. We give you glory. We honor you, Almighty God. We pray for our nation this morning. We pray, God, that you protect us from all evil. And God, in the name of Jesus and all violence, Father, we thank you this morning, God, that your angels encamp about us. And Father, no evil shall come near our dwelling. And Father, we pray, this morning, God, that thy will be done in the earth. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, there, God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify you. We lift your name up and we honor you today, God. Father God, in the name of the God for family this morning, we thank you for loved ones this morning. We thank you, God, for that man, that woman, that child, that boy, that girl. We pray for families this morning that you would draw them closer together. You unite them together in love. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray your word, of your word, say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then you will give our sin and you will heal our land, our souls need healing today, oh God. Our national world need healing today, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, your angels encamp about your people everywhere. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your angels, God, fill the airways, God, with your precious love. You fill the airways with your presence. And Father God, dispose, God, all evil, God, root it up in the name of Jesus. God, expose it and destroy it in the name of Jesus, every evil thought. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you this morning. We pray for our nation. We pray for our Congress. We pray for our president. We pray for the world. We pray for people in Africa. We pray, God, that you will have your way in this last and evil day. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Father, we ask for your direction in our lives as we get up and go by our daily journey. God, we thank you for your protection as you protect our children, as you protect our loved ones, as you protect our wife, our husband. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will protect us all out through the day. God, on our daily journey, those that are traveling over the highways, God, God, protect them from accident. Protect them from danger. Father God, we thank you, God. Those that are flying in the air, God, protect them. Give them a safe journey, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for families this morning that have lost loved ones, that you will be with them now, God. We pray that you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And we know that thy will be done in the earth for them. And, Father, we know that we are passing through this place. This place is not our home. God, but make us be ready for your coming. Let us be ready for the return of the Lord. Let us be ready, God. Let us live the life that, God, that we will please you each and every day of our lives. We repent of all our sins, our shortcomings, God, that we will not hold grudges, we will not hold hatred, we will not behave in anger and strife, God. But, Father God, we ask you to keep us near the cross. Father, in the name of Jesus, create in us a clean heart, renew in us the right spirit, oh God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You know what we need in this hour. God, in the name of Jesus, during this election, God, you know all things. God, reveal, expose all evil works. And Father God, pull down the stronghold of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, this day that you made. We thank you for the earth in the Lord and the fullness thereof. The day that dwelleth in it belong to you. And, Father God, we can't do anything without you, but we can do all things with you and through you. And, Father God, we thank you today, God. We thank you right now for that mother. We thank you for that father, that child, that homeless this morning, that you will make a way for them right now, that you will provide for them. We thank you this morning, God, that their lives will be better, God. Today will be better than it was tomorrow. Oh, God, yesterday, God, we thank you In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We honor you today. And God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and put it in captivity unto the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you today, God. Reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for families. We thank you for another day. We thank you, God, for home and shelter, food and clothes. We thank you, God, that you keep us clothed in our right minds. And Father God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for love this morning. We thank you for a sound mind this morning. We give you glory. We honor you, Almighty God, for your word. We praise you for your word, God, your word. You have given your angel charge over us, God. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. We thank you for it this morning. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you this morning, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We thank you this morning. The blessing of the Lord will follow us in every step that we make. We thank you this morning. You have given your angel charge over us that no evil will come near our dwelling. We thank you this morning, and we glorify you, God. We praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, and we pray for those that lost their mothers and their fathers during these pandemic, their sisters, their brothers, their cousins, their nephews. We pray for them, God, that you strengthen them during this hour. You be with them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for those that have sugar diabetes and high blood pressure and cancer and all types of disease. We pray, God, that you, praise God, paid the price on Calvary. You was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chest out of our people was on it. But with your stripes, we are here. We thank you this morning. We pray for that child that's run away from home. We pray for that child that they have not contacted their parents and their loved ones. We pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come. They will call their father, their mother, their cousin, their nephew, their uncles, their aunt. They will pray, God. We pray for them, God, that you will protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will look on the body of Christ, Father, now, God. And God, we pray against all this confusion. We pray against the spirit of division and fighting and angry. And we pray for the word of God will stand, and not everything else going down, but the word of God will stand forever. We thank you for your word. We praise you for your word. We glorify you for your word. We thank you, God, the righteous God will prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you have given your angel charge over us, and we give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, even during this COVID-19, God, we thank you that you're going to bring us through this pandemic. You thank you this morning, God, that you will protect our families, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are on the front lines, those that are working, God, we ask for your protection. We ask for your help to be with them and encourage them and watch over their families, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we glorify you, God. Make us one in the spirit, O Heavenly Father. Make us one in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us, Lord, as David said, create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, O God. God, we thank you this morning, God. Thy word, let us pray. God, we pray the word, thy word that we've hid in our heart, that we may not sin against thee. Father, we pray for our children that's going to school. We pray that you will protect their minds, God, even though those that are at home, Lord, we ask you to be with them and bless them, and God, and encourage their families, God, encourage their parents, their mothers. God, we thank you as you provide for those that continue to make a way out of nowhere. Those that are in college, God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. We pray for our community. We pray for our neighborhood. We pray for our cities. We pray for our governments. Father, we pray for the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And only you is able to keep us in safety, God. Protect us, God. Root up all of this violence, God. Root it up, God. Reveal it and expose it and destroy it. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Reveal it and protect those, God, in the polls now. Protect those that counting the votes. Protect them, God. Protect their lives. Protect their families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And let your angels watch over them. Let your angels protect them. Father God, we give you glory and honor. We praise you for your word, because everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. And we forever give you glory for what you've already done. We thank you for the victory in you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We thank you that we are here. We thank you, God, that we are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding. We thank you for it, God. That, God, we thank you for all that you're doing even now. We'll forever give you glory for it, and we'll praise you as you continue to bless your people everywhere. God, bless those that are prayer warriors that praying according to your word, are praying according to your word. Let us pray your word, Jesus. And because word, everything else is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. And Father, we thank you, and we'll forever give you thanks for it and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful, powerful prayer today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we just can't thank God enough for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, and we thank God for you today as well. But the prayer is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer is powerful. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. And those listening around the globe, thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to the time for prayer, and if you do have a prayer request, please hit star one on your phone so we don't miss anybody today. Star one on your phone puts it in queue, and we'll receive all the prayers and give them over to Bishop in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you so much for that. We'll give you some time for that. Amen. At this time, you know, we'll open up the mic for Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Good morning, Doc. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory, and thank God for the power of prayer. Praise God from Bishop Crenshaw. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to admonish everybody that's listening, praise God, around the world, around this nation. We are living in perilous and serious times. I can't say it enough. You that are listening now and those of you that is listening later, I want to bring reference to a very powerful, praise God, scripture from the mouth of the Lord Jesus. Upon this rock, the word of the Lord says, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That is the word of the Lord. Upon this rock, who's that rock? It's Jesus. Who's that rock? The rock is Jesus. I can't say it enough. He's the rock. He's the rock. He is the rock. No political party is the rock. I don't care what left, right, up, down, backwards, and forward. Praise God. He said, upon this rock, the rock that's built upon the name of Jesus, the gates of hell should not prevail against it. So our prayer is that we as believers don't get this season twisted. We must get back to the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that he is the one that's sovereign. No political party is sovereign. Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not. Is not the rock. Praise God. So we must, as believers, begin to speak the word into the atmosphere, because that is the only thing that's going to stand. God is not an author of confusion. He's a God of peace. He's a God of love. Praise God. God don't need our natural weapons to handle a situation that he has already declared that he's the one in charge. So what should be our plan? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, whatever it is. Whoever God allows to win this election, he allowed it. And we should go somewhere and sit down. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God charges us, even as Bishop has prayed this morning. He prayed for the current president, who's President Trump, who God has ordered us to pray for him. And if God allows Vice President Biden to pray all believers around the country, whether you be black, white, green, gray, evangelical, sinners, saints, praise God, and non-Christians. Should also pray for the man in charge, whoever that is. We've got to get our priorities straight in alignment with the word of God if we're going to say we're righteous. Praise the Lord. We can't be twisted. Oil and water does not mix. Let me repeat that. Oil and water can't mix. Praise God. And I don't care what you say about any kingdom in this earth. It is mixed with sin and a little bit of godliness. And let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. There is no political party that is absolutely pure as relates to the biblical truths of the word of God. They don't exist. Kingdoms of this world, they will all be crushed because they're mixed and mingled with man's philosophy, man's agenda, man's program. It's all mixed and twisted. There is nobody on the face of this earth that can fix this corrupt, crooked, adulterous, generational world but Jesus Christ. The church needs to come back to the cross. The church needs to come back to Jesus. The church needs to come back to the word, not my philosophy, not what's in my heart, not for the love of money, which is the root of all evil, not for our biases at the church. Yes, I said it. Praise God. It is time for the believer and us to get real and get right with God upon this rock. I repeat myself, upon this rock. I repeat myself, upon this rock, not the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party, not the Libertarian Party, not even upon the Baptist Church, not even upon the Catholic Church, upon the rock. What's the rock? Jesus. So if you're sitting in whatever church, you better have Jesus. Because your denominational label nor your political party label is going to save you. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and get out their high house, God, and get on their face, I mean for real, and repent. The word of the Lord, Acts 17 and 30 said, I'm calling men everywhere to repent. Praise God, everywhere to repent. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 tells us that patience is better than pride. Patience is better than pride. So even in the midst of this chaos that's going on, the characteristics of patience should be resting upon everybody that's in here a believer. Patience is better than pride. Praise God. Because pride, praise God, it will come down according to the word of God. He hates pride. So we as believers must get back to the scripture. We must get back to the word. And remember this. For those that are listening now, I hope you share it with somebody. Praise God, because they need to hear it. Praise God. Upon this rock, I feel my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the rock of the church. Hallelujah. It got nothing to do with your political party affiliation is. That ain't the rock. That is not the rock. And man is not the rock. Biden is not the rock. And Trump ain't the rock. So whoever the Lord allows to get in that position, God allowed it. God allowed it. Because he can do whatever he want to do to make things happen and twist and turn like he desires for it to be. But we as believers need to get on our face and make sure that we adhere to the principles of God. Come president, you best be praying for him as well. Because that is the word of the Lord. God bless you. Back to you again.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, and we thank God for that wisdom, information, and the power of the word. Thank you so much, Doc, for that. Amen. 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 Woo! Powerful, powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to begin to change our conversations in our homes, right? Starts in the home. You got to have those conversations of the word, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. I just want to encourage everybody just to step up that faith. I'm doing that, ladies and gentlemen. Just step that faith up another level today in Jesus' name. Have some time with Holy Spirit. Have some time with the Lord today and the Father. And just step that faith up in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Crenshaw allowed me to look up. I had to look up some scripture here real quick as Doc was sharing with you. And this is out of Acts, but it says, neither is salvation. Some of you already know this already. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, and Doc just talked to you about that. That name is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't get that confused. Don't let nobody confuse you about that one. There is no other way to the Father but to the Son, through the Son. Amen. Please understand that. Amen. God bless you. All right. Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, so excited about you today, and we thank God for you. Know that we're always praying for you as well throughout the week, and we're going to continue to pray as we move forward. Amen. We're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless.
Praise the Lord. We praise God for the word of encouragement this morning from Dr. Crenshaw. We praise God as we continue to pray with the nation. As we continue to pray, the Bible let us know that man should always to pray and not to faint. Man should always pray and not to faint. As we pray and believe the word of God and hold fast to the promises of God and know that God will work all things for our good for those that love the Lord, one that are called according to his purpose. As we walk in his perfect will, God will honor our prayers and continue to bless us as a people. As we continue to pray and we walk in faith and not by sight, and know that God watches over us and he loves you so much that he will not leave you at any moment. But God bless you. We pray today. We pray for families. We pray for our nation. We pray for our communities. We pray for one another. And most of all, we pray for ourselves that we be in the right standing with God. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Saturday Morning Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, for your time and wisdom and prayers today in the Word. Amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to keep you today. We want you to have a great day today. We want you to get some things done, enjoy your life. And as Bishop say, don't forget to pray for yourself today as well. Pray for others, of course, but pray for yourself. Lay hands on yourself, whatever you got to do in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to encourage yourself and keep it moving, as Dr. Crenshaw says, ladies and gentlemen, keep it moving because God is in control of everything. Amen, amen, amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Praise God. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you with Bishop and Doc today. We thank you so much for your time today. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Remember, Jesus is Lord. We're just going to leave you with a hand clap of praise to the Lord today. And y'all just enjoy your day today. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Take care. Have a great day, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.